or Grev. No justice, no peace. Joe Devaney and Chris McAndrew, OTJC and Sheffield Socialist Party. On the outskirts of Sheffield on Saturday the 16th of June, around 300 people assembled under the banners of the Or Grev Truth and Justice campaign, OTJC, insisting that the government hold a full public inquiry into the events at Or Grev 34 years ago, when miners striking to protect their jobs and communities were beaten up, locked up and fitted up. On a route circling the new-build housing estate of Waverley, built over the scene of the crime, our procession, which included Or Grev veterans, lined up behind Unite's brass band. We began by marching through the same terraced street, where mounted policemen rode down people attempting to escape an ambush planned by the state during the 1984-85 miners' strike. Or Grev. On the 18th of June 1984, at a mass picket outside the Or Grev coking plant near Sheffield, thousands of unsuspecting miners were confronted by thousands of well-prepared policemen. Tooled up with truncheons and riot shields, MAGA's uniformed masters of thuggery chased miners through summer fields, indiscriminately clobbering anyone within their reach. 95 were arrested on trumped-up charges of unlawful assembly and riot. The BBC reversed the order of events in its news footage, to corroborate the police cover-up, that violent miners launched an unprovoked attack. However, the trial collapsed in 1985, because the police's evidence was so obviously fabricated, that even the British judiciary weren't fooled. Wrongs remained unrighted over decades of denials. But in 2012 South Yorkshire Police referred themselves to the Independent Police Complaints Commission. Since then the Or Grev Truth and Justice campaign's demand for a full public inquiry has reverberated round the meeting halls of the labour movement, becoming one of Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto commitments for the 2017 general election. Obstacles. During the intervening years the OTJC has been busily working its way through Conservative Home Secretaries. Before the SAMA became better known as an omnishambles prime minister without a parliamentary majority, as Home Secretary May proclaimed, that the principal obstacle to rectifying historical injustices, like Hillsborough, was not the passage of time, but the fact that due process was obstructed. On Halloween 2016, May's successor Amber Rudd tried her utmost to prove conclusively that obstruction was indeed the greatest barrier to justice by making her gaulish announcement that an inquiry into the truth about Or Grev was unwarranted because there were no deaths. Unsurprisingly, nobody's been deterred by this embarrassingly transparent effort to patch up a three-decade-old establishment stitch-up. It's an open question whether Rudd even read the OTJC's legal submission, but Rudd's claim that she didn't see the leaked Windrush memo hints that paperwork isn't exactly her strong point. If Rudd's replacement Sajid Javid happened to be laboring under the misapprehension that the OTJC would conveniently go away, Saturday the 16th of June's defiant demonstration was a shot across the bows that'll deprive him of his delusions. Or Grev is a Conservative Party conspiracy whose days are definitely numbered. Earlier this month the Scottish Parliament announced an independent review into the policing of the miners' strike. Following suit, the Welsh Assembly has also decided to write to the Home Secretary requesting an independent review. The long-awaited full public inquiry into the events at Or Grev is fixed firmly within our sights.